The common practice today is that when we write a ksuba, we always write in that the husband is mishabin himself to pay his wife. The ksuba with the tosef, his ksuba with the nedunya, all the three parts to the ksuba. Afila meglima dal kasfei, he can even take the shirt off of his back. That lashon comes from this gemara. Minei afila meglima dal kasfei. If you are collecting from yisaimim, from lekuchas, glima, a shirt is metaltalin. You don't collect metaltalim from the lekuchas because leis lekola. You don't collect metaltalim from the yisaimim either. Tosis, the bottom tosis on Yud Aleph and Bey says even though the whole considerations of yis lekola leis lekola don't make sense by the yorshim, but everything is aloy plugot to the lekuchas. So Tosis points out that this lashon afinu meglima dal kasvei is really not meduyak. Tosis writes miyesh lo shnayim, if he has two shirts, so then you can take one shirt off of his back, but you can't take both shirts. Why? If he only has one shirt on his back, we paskin like the gemara and bar mitzim misadron lebal chayiv. And then the last line there, Rabin and Tam Paisik Allah day misadron. It's a question in the gemara. What's the question? When the gizbah shal hegdish comes to collect from a person, so then the din is misadron. Let's say a person says he takes neder erki alai, erko alai. So the Torah tells you how much you have to give depending whether it's a male or a female and what the age is. But then the pasuk says if he's nidum hesig yad, men yodam hasegas, and nidu hakoim harichon, you do hamarav harocha, and you say he can get away with giving less. So what do you mean if he can't afford it? You take the shirt off of his back. So the din is that the gizbah shal hegdish, for sure the din is misadrin. He leaves the guy one set of clothing for the weekdays, one set of clothing for Shabbos. You have to leave him his automobile if he has to drive to work. You have to leave him his tools. You have to leave him the things that he needs in order to make a living. Whatever extra he has, that you have a right to take. So there's a pasuk by gizbah shal hegdish for sure. Included in the parsha of Hesig Yad is that misadrin. The question is, does that carry over to a head yud also when you have a malva and a loiva, not hegdish, not that the gizbah is collecting when he said erko alai. So Rabbi Natan paskins a misadrin, and the accepted opinion is not like the Rabbi Natan. The accepted opinion is the misadrin balchayv. That's what we said that in Yiddish folklore they used to say this riddle. They used to say, what's the din when you collect from the Baal Chayiv, can you take away his tefillin de Rabbein Atam? Would they have to leave in the tefillin de Rabbein Atam? So Rabbein Atam says it's an essential thing, you have to leave in tefillin de Rabbein Atam. But the Rabbein Atam holds that emesadjun Baal Chayiv, you don't even leave him any tefillin, you don't even leave him his underwear. And according to the other Rishayim, it's not a whole like the Rabbein Atam, so they hold tefillin de Rabbein Atam as a luxury. So that's so in Yiddish folklore they say Mimanavshach, but it's not necessarily correct. Because we paskin halacha against the Rabbein Atam, we paskin misadrin. We paskin it's an important thing to wear tefillin the Rabbein Atam. So it could be that it's misadrin even to leave him tefillin the Rabbein Atam, if he's a person who usually wears tefillin the Rabbein Atam. What if the fella has very expensive clothing? Taisa says, Inami, when can you take the shirt off his back? Guy wears a shirt that costs $150. So take the shirt off his back and you buy him a shirt, or you buy him a shirt for $25. That's a machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. That's a machlekes whether kol yisrael b'nei melachim or not. So Tosis quotes the loike Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that kol yisrael ruim la osa itztalo. Even though he's a poor slab, but all kol yisrael b'nei melachim, so all Jews deserve to be able to wear a shirt that costs $150. So we don't pass like that. We don't say kol yisrael b'nei melachim. Where's another machlekes whether kol yisrael b'nei melachim or not? In Hilchos Shabbos, the Chachamim prohibited refuah b'Shabbos. But they only prohibited refuah if it's refuah hanikeres. Let's say I only drink schnapps when I have a cold. When I don't have a cold, I don't enjoy schnapps. I don't understand why people say a bracha on schnapps. It tastes like poison to me. I don't understand why people enjoy schnapps. But so when you have a cold, so that's the medicine. So I say a bracha because other crazy people enjoy schnapps, so then he's got to say a bracha. It's considered roi lachit. Okay. So let's say a person is in the habit, he always drinks schnapps. Somebody has a cold, he's allowed to drink schnapps also. Let's say, I never drink schnapps. I only drink schnapps when I have a cold. But normal people, a lot of people drink schnapps even when they don't have a cold. So that's refuah shein and ikeres. The Chachamim only prohibited refuah if it's nikah that it's l'shem refuah. If it's a meichel that you only eat hot tea. Some people enjoy hot tea all the time. Other people only drink hot tea when they're sick. But he's allowed to drink hot tea because it's a meichel brim. Whenever it's refuah shein in the keres, then it's mutter. So the shaila is, what if there's an extremely expensive kind of shemen? And the guy has some kind of a psoriasis, some kind of a medical condition. He has to shmir with oil, but he can never afford to use this kind of oil. But for refuah purposes, he has no choice. So he's going to buy it, he's going to use it. So if he would have been a ben hamelach, the bnei malachim, the country pays for it. He doesn't have to work for a living. The government pays the bnei malachim. So bnei malachim are shmiring in this expensive oil all the time. But the poor people, they can't afford it. So do you say that's refuah hanikeres? If he has a medical condition, that's a nisa refuah hanikeres, going to shmir with the oil. But he say, no, kol yisrael bnei malachim, all the Jews deserve to be wealthy. So everyone, since everyone deserves to be wealthy, so therefore it's called the refuah shein in the keres. So the Gemara puts together these two issues. Shaila by Misadrin Labal Choyv, if he's wearing a very expensive suit, do you have the right to sell the suit and buy him? He has wearing a $1,000 suit. So do you have a right to sell the Glima Dal Kasvei, get him a suit for $200? He doesn't have to wear a $1,000 suit. What do you say? No. Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim, Kol Yisrael ruim lo, say it's low. So we don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Not by Shabbos, by the refuah hanikeres, and not by the Mesadrin lebalchav. We don't accept his opinion. The question that Mefarshim ask is on the opening Mishnah in Brachas. The din is that the Sovs man kriyash mashal, not the opening Mishnah, the beginning there, second Mishnah or so. The Sovs man kriyash mashal shachris is at the end of Sov Shalosh Shoes, shkeim b'derech melachim, lokum l'sov gimel shoes. So if you would hold Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim, so you understand. But we don't accept that opinion. We don't pass Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim. So why should the din of Sovs man kriyashma depend on the name Elohim? So some people say, but derech halotze, he say with respect to sleep is so important, so we all call this out b'nei Elohim with respect to sleeping. And in Balozh and Yeshiva, the Nitziv used to insist, if a guy wants to learn all night long, then he has to sleep a couple of hours in the daytime. If you want to learn in the daytime, I have to sleep at night. He's very makbid. Baruch Epstein, the author of the Torah Tmima, was a nephew of the Nitziv. He was first his nephew, and then he became his brother-in-law. Because Baruch Epstein's sister married a guy, and then she ran away. She got divorced from her husband. She ran away from the husband. She decided he was an Am HaAretz. So her father was Darach HaShulchan. So he said, what do you mean an Am HaAretz? He sits on the Gemara all day long. No, he doesn't understand. So she ran away. So she said, the father said, who's going to want to marry you? He's not going to give you a get. Who's going to want to marry you? Finally, she got a get from the husband. She was hiding in the forest because it was against the law, against the secular law, to run away from your husband. So the police were looking for her in the forest. She was hiding, and then she ran back to her parents' home. And and then the father said, you're Meshugana. He's not going to give you a get. Who's going to want to marry you? She said she'd rather remain an Agunda for the rest of her life to be married to this guy because he doesn't know how to learn. So finally she got a get, and she was hanging around. She was single for a couple of years. And then the Nitziv's first wife passed away. And then the Meshulach came from the yeshiva, and they said, raising money for the Balazh and yeshiva, they're looking for a shidduch for the Nitziv. So the girl says, he knows how to learn. I marry my uncle. There was something like 30 years difference in age between them. So she was the Zivik Sheni. She married the Nitziv. That was his second wife. So the Baruch Epstein, whenever he quotes from the Nitziv, he calls him Dodi Gisi. First he was his mother's brother. The Baruch HaShulchan's wife was the sister of the Nitziv. Her maiden name was Berlin. And then he became his brother-in-law later on, because his sister, who was the Grusha, married the Nitziv. So he always calls him Dodi Gisi. That's the whole chapter in his autobiography, My Uncle the Nitziv. That's one chapter in his autobiography. So he has part of this story there. So he quotes this, that his uncle the Nitziv was always back, that everybody has to sleep a decent amount of time in the course of the day, they shouldn't get sick. And he used to say, based on the Mishnah and Brachas, with respect to sleep, everybody agrees, call yourself b'nei melachim. That's in Yiddish folklore. Yeah, but what's the real pshat? So the Ramban writes in the Milchamas, on the bottom of the page of the Rif, the Ramban says, the Gemara comments on the Chop Sofis, Belech Tuchabaderach, Shiftecha beveisecha v'lech tochadecha v'shoch b'chov kamecha. The Gemara comments on b'shiftecha beveisecha v'lech tochadecha. B'shev is didoch b'shiftecha, b'shev is didoch v'lech tochadecha is didoch. The Gemara learns out two aspects of ha'isik b'mitzvah, patam and ha'mitzvah. If you're going holchim l'dvar mitzvah, you're patam and ha'mitzvahs. That's one kind of ha'isik b'mitzvah, patam and ha'mitzvah. Then the other one is, a chassan is nervous about b'irishayna if he marries a psula. That's also, by extension, that's also called ha'isik b'mitzvah, patam and ha'mitzvah. So you need two psukim for that. You need one pasuk, b'shiftecha b'shev is didoch, v'lechtecha b'lech is didoch. So one is memayit, the normal din of Isaac b'mitzvah, and one is might the extension. Even a chassan is nervous about it. So the Rambani asks, so what do you do with the chav sofis of b'shach b'chav kumecha? The Gemara doesn't tell you, what does that chav tell you? So he says, that chav tells you that unlike kol ha'torah kula, that the Gemara says in different places, he always established the din based on the general practice, based on the minig harabim. Over here, by Kriya Shema, depends on the minig ha'yochid. So the yechidim wake up sof gimel shoes. When the miyud b'nei adam are waking up. So miyud b'nei adam are waking up sof gimel shoes. So that's the sof zman Kriya Shema. Let's say, when is the tchilas zman Kriya Shema shel arvis? It's very early. People are going to sleep so early. One tana holds 2 minutes after the shkia. Who's going to sleep 2 minutes after the shkia? The babies. You put babies to sleep. So because there's a miyad ben yadam going to sleep then, that's the tchilas hazman. And the sof zman is when the miyad ben yadam are going to sleep. The dinim by zman kriyashma, the tchilas hazman, the sof hazman, the Ramban claims, was established based on the miyad ben yadam. So it's not that we pass and call yisod b'nei melachim. We say the din depends on the miyad ben yadam. So that's an important tesis. This tesis has about Gleima Dal Kasfei is not to be taken literally because we paskin against the Rabbi Natam. We paskin, yes, misadjim the Balchayim, not only misadjim by the Giz, but Shalhegdish, by Hesig Yad. We paskin even Balchayim Shalhegdit also misadjim the Balchayim. And we don't paskin like a Rabbi Kiva called Yisod B'nei Malochim. So if he's wearing a very expensive suit, you can take off the Gleima Dal Kasfei and sell it and get a normal price suit. That's an important choice. Yesterday when we were learning the Gemara, I wasn't looking inside, so I skipped the whole Gemara about the seventh line from the Taba. Omer Ulo, Omer Ablos, Behem Agas, and Dikdus, Behem Meshicha. Shout about Meshicha, and Hagbor, and Mesira. So we spoke a little bit about it. Meshicha and Hagbor are basically the same kinyan. Achnasa l'rishus, it's all the same kinyan as Yad and Chotzer. Yad and Chotzer, everyone agrees that's Min HaTorah. Those are the two psukim, the pasuk v'nasam b'yodo b'get, and the pasuk b'ganef imatzi simatzi b'yodo. And the Gemara says on both by ganef and b'get, hein le'en l'b'yodo chatzer minayin, talmulayim b'nasam mikomakom, or imatzi simatzi mikomakom. So we know that Yad and Chotzer are literally achnasa l'rishuso. But if I give you something and you hold it in your hand, so the part that's in your hand is yad, the part that's sticking out is hakbor. That's not yad. If you hold it like this, then the part that's sticking up is aber yad. Just like there's a din of aber chotzer, so aber yad is also kaidim. So when you give the get to the woman, so usually they fold up the get, and they put it, and they have the woman hold their hands like this, and it says in the chumash, v'nasam yad, they put it like this. But the question is, what if they didn't have it like that? What if the get is sticking out a little bit on the side, is that acceptable? So Rabbi Gevegi came up with a chumra. Tosis and Gittin writes beferish. There is no Gemara about this, whether Hagbo and Meshicha are good. There is no Gemara. So Tosis and Gittin writes that Hagbo is also good by get. It's also called Hachnos or Lushus, and it's good. So Rabbi Gevegi has in his Ha'oris on Orachaim and Hilchos Beis HaKnesses a discussion. The Ramah there quotes a Gemara in Eile Metzius, that if you find Motzah Mois, but Beis HaKnesses, Harei Elu Shaloi, because we assume that the owner dropped the money, so he was Messiah already. So, there's a Sefer Aguda by one of the Rishonim. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch every so often, Yeridei, it's quoted usually. So, the Sefer Aguda raises the question, why don't you say that the Beis HaKnesses is kind of with the Kinyan Chotzer? Why do you say that the one who dropped it was Messiah, and it's still Hefker? and Kol HaKodim Zocha, whoever picks up the money, Matzmois, but Beis HaKnes, Beis HaMedesh, Ari Elu Shaloi, why don't you say the Beis HaKnes is kind of where the Kinyan Chotzer? So as a Chiddush, he quotes a Taisus, the Agudah quotes a Taisus in Bava Basran, Daf Pei Aleph or so, but Taisus has a Shtikal Torah, and in Gemara, Taisus comes up with a Chiddush, the original Chiddush, that Hegdish is not kind of where the Kinyan Chotzer. There's a Gemara there in Bava Basra, Higdish Bor Ben Ismale Maim, I was Magdish a Bor, and then after it belongs to Hegdish, then it rains, and the bor gets filled up with water. So the Gemara says there's only Me'ila in the bor, but there's no Me'ila in the water that filled up later. So Taisus asks, why not? Hegdish should be kind of with the Kinya Chotzer, so there should be Me'ila even on the water. So Taisus says, from this Gemara you see that Hegdish is not kind of with the Kinya Chotzer. That's what Taisus says. Why not? Why shouldn't Hegdish be kind of with the Kinya Chotzer? So that's all discussion. Okay, that's a long discussion. And the Ramban there disagrees with the Taisus. He says, no, Hegdish can be kinyan with a Kinya Chotzer. It'll be the property of Hegdish. It'll be a secular Kinyan. It won't have Kedusha's Hegdish. The Gemara didn't say, Hegdish Bob in Ismail Imaim, the water is Hefker, and you have a right to grab it and keep it for itself. The Gemara says, there's no Me'ila in the water. No Me'ila because it doesn't have Kedusha's Hegdish. It's Mammon Hegdish. Ramban came up with such a concept. There's a concept of Mammon Hegdish which doesn't have Kedusha's Hegdish. The Ritva writes that. Rabbi Chana Wasserman writes, he once heard from Rabbi Shimon, there's a Ritva somewhere in Bav Metzia, he doesn't remember where it is, where the Ritva says that there's such a thing as Mammon Hegdish that doesn't have Kedushas Hegdish. The Ritva is where it belongs. And Bav Metzia, it's in Bava Kam later on also about the, if Shoshal Hegdish, Hezik, Shoshal Hedyo, so the Mishnah says that you're Potter. So the Rishayim asked, Shid Mekvetzis quotes the Rishayim. So what do you need a pasuk that Hegdish Hezik is Potter, even if Hegdish is Chayv, who are you going to collect from? It'll be in violation of Me'ila if you take anything from Hegdish. So the Rishonim give different answers, and some of them say, no, you'll take from the Mammon Hegdish, which doesn't have Kedushas Hegdish. Such a thing exists. There's such a Ritvon, Perek HaZohav. That's what the Ramban says like that. Hegdish bov in ismalei maim, there's no me'ila in the maim, doesn't mean that Hegdish is not kaina, but the kinyan chotzer Hegdish is kaina. So Rabbi Kivege has on Orech Chaim where the Ramah quotes that Aguda, that the chotzer, the Beis HaKnesses, and Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, he has chotzer Beis HaKnesses is not kaina with the kinyan chotzer, and whoever finds, that's the Gemara, whoever finds money, matzimah is Beis HaKnesses, harelu shaloi. So Rabbi Kivege there has a whole discussion about get, maybe need dafke yad, and there were marbe v'nosam mikomakon, chotzer is also good, so yad and chotzer is good. So if you fold up the get like this, and the whole get is biyado, so then it's fine. But if the get is going to be sticking out like a diploma, get is going to be part in her hand, part sticking out, that's hagbah, Rabbi Kivege says that it's no good. The get is no good, and the woman is not mugureshes, and the children from the second husband will be mamzerim. He's introducing a new chumrah that we never had for centuries. No one ever had this chumrah. The common practice is they were never makbid about that. And the Gemara says in the beginning of Gittin, Shalola Hotzi Lazal Gittin HaRishonim, you're not allowed to introduce any new chumrahs in Yoni Gittin. So Rabbi Kivege says, yeah, that's not allowed to introduce new chumrahs, but this is a real din. They talk about mamzerim. All the children are mamzerim. And we have to be mefarsimid. You have to fold up the get so small. Most of the Masadri Gittin don't do it like that. My father told me he remembered when he was a student here in the yeshiva, so Moshe Soloveitchik once did it get, so he did like that. He folded up, he followed Rabbi Kivege. But the common practice, the Pischei Tshuva in Hilchas Gittin talks about, he says the common practice is that you don't do it like that. You're not so makbid about that. So again, so Yad and Chatz is real Hachnos of Lushu. So what's the story? Hagbo and Mashiach. So Hagbo and Mashiach is Hainu Hach, it's the same Kenyan. It's considered as if it's Hachnos HaLevishusai. Yad HaChatz is literally Hachnos HaLevishusai. That's why everybody agrees Yad HaChatz is Koinim in HaTorah. And Akbar Mashiach is HaMachloikas, Rabbi Yechon HaMish Lokish. Rabbi Yechon holds about Dvar Torah Mois Koinis, by Metalpolin. If he's selling to a Jew, Dvar Torah Mois Koinis. And it's only with the Rabbanu that they canceled Mois, and they said instead that you have to do Akbar Mashiach. And Mishlokish disagrees, and he says, "Faket v'ater Mashiach mufureshes menater. Mashiach is kind of menater, because the pasuk says, v'chisim karamim kol ha'misecha kana meyada misecha. Whether you're selling or you're buying, altona we shesochim. So it says the lashon is Okana miyada misech. What do you mean? Miyada misecha. So Rish Lakish says has the connotation of Dabar Hanikta miyad liyad. So it sounds like it's a hagbo or a meshicha. Doesn't sound like he made a kinyan yad or a kinyan chotze. Dabar Hanikta miyad liyad means that he made a kinyan hagbo or kinyan meshicha. So that's Rish Lakish holds like that. Meshicha mefuresh is menator. Meshicha is koine menator. But everyone agrees that Meshich and Hagbor are one and the same kinyan. The Gemara says in Amuchas Hasvina and Baba Basra, if you have a light item, here it says on the side, it's Baba Basra Pevov. So the Gemara says, if you have a light item, let's say I want to sell you a tiny little tape recorder. So it's easy to make a Hagbor. And it's not like an elephant that you can't make a Hagbor. So if it's a light item that's very easy to make a Hagbor, then the Gemara says, you're not kodim in Meshich. Meshich is not considered Hachnasa l'rishuso. If it's a heavy item and it's unreasonable to expect of him that he should do Agbah, then we say Mashiach is also considered an act of Hachnasa l'rishuso. So the Gemara is basically saying that Mashiach and Agbah are Hainuhach, it's one and the same Kenyan. It's considered as if it's Hachnasa l'rishuso. And Rabbi Yechonah holds that it's only Koinim Rabbanon, because Ben Atar it's only if it's Yad and Chatz, literally Hachnasa l'rishuso. And Rish Lakish holds that it does work Ben Atar, Mashiach and Mevoresh is Ben Atar. And there's a machlekes harishonim. This Rabbi Yechonah holds about Torah Mois koinus, and Mashiach is only koinim with the Rabbanon. Maybe that's only by Mois. If I'm selling you something and there's money to be paid, I'm charging you $2 for this. So there's money to be paid. So maybe then Mashiach and Agbo is only good with the Rabbanon. What if I'm giving you a matana? I'm not charging you anything. So you can't say Dvar Torah Mois koinus. There is no charge. There is no Tabei HaMekach. So Tosis sheet there in Bava Metzia and Perek Hazov, Tosis' opinion is that there even Rabbi Yechonah will agree that Vatar and Mashiach and Hagbol will work. There is no Mois to be koinah. The Ramban disagrees with Tosis. Ramban holds that even by Matanu also, Bechon holds that Mashiach and Hagbol are only Midir Rabban and doesn't work Manatari, even when there's no money to be paid. And Tosis interprets that that's a big machlokes over there. So here there's a one-line tesis here. There's a perikamati kedushin herachti. It's a long discussion, a big tesis in Hamechas Hasvina and Baba Basra Pevov, and a big tesis in kedushin and Af Chafei. They discuss where does Mesira fit in here. Mesira means I just give you over the reins. You didn't even pull the animal. You didn't even do a Mashiach at all. You didn't even do a Mashiach at all. So the Gemara says that Mesira is not kind of by a Dovah Shal Hefker. Let's say a person is a ger and he didn't have any children. So a ger shen is got cut and shenol adam is not related to his soul in the world. And then he dies, so all of his property, ger shen meis, vein lo yoshim, all of his property becomes a hefker. So let's say he dies and he leaves a horse that has reins. So someone wants to be kolah kodim zochus. So someone comes and they grab hold of the reins. So the Gemara said, Mesira is not kaina when you grab on to the hold on to the reins of the horse, here, not kind of the horse by Dovish and Hefker, because the Gemara's Lashon is man masa like the Likne. No one gave it to him that it should be kind. So Tosis has two opinions. What does that imply? Man masa like the Likne. One opinion is that Mesira has to be miyad liyad. And even if there is a moicher, not only from a Dovish and Hefker, even if the someone is alive and he wants you to be kind, he can't say, grab hold of the reins and you'll be kind with Mesira. No, the definition of Mesira, the Tzuras HaKinyan is that you're Moise Miyad Liyad. That's why you call it Mesira. You hand over the Mosira, the Mosira is the reins. You do a Mesira on the Mosira, and that's how you kind of say, you can't be Zechem and Ahefke. Tosis rejects that. They say that's against the Gemara Beferish. You don't need Miyad Liyad. The Gemara just meant to say, Mesira is only kind if there's a Das Acheres Makna. You can't be kind of be Mesira Menahefka, because Ma Masala Delikne, not for the Tzuris Akinyan, you need Mesira Miyad Liyad, but just that you have to have a Das Makna. So the question is, that's what we assume. So the question is, what is that all about that you need a Das Makna? So one opinion of Tosis is that the three Kinyonim are all basically the same. The Gemara seems to say explicitly the Mashiach and Hagbah is the same Kinyon. Whenever you can easily do Hagbah because it's such a light item, then you're not kind of with Mashiach. So one opinion of Tosis is that Mesira is also Hemshech, the same thing. There are three forms of the Kinyon. So we only allow Mesira if it's too difficult to do Hagbah, if it's too heavy to do Hagbah. It's a big animal. And you can't do Mashiach because let's say you're in the middle of the Rishus HaMoicher. You can't do it. Mashiach is not kind of b'shus hamarchev. Mashiach is not kind of in the middle of b'shus harab. Mashiach is kind of b'tzidei b'shus harab, or b'simto. So whenever Mashiach, whenever Hagbah is out of the question, because it's too heavy, and Mashiach happens to be in a location where Mashiach doesn't work, then Mesir is also considered a form of Hachnasa l'b'shus. So all three, Mashiach, Hagbah, Mesir, are all forms of what's considered Hachnasa l'b'shus. Yad Nechatzah is literally Hachnasa l'b'shus. So, and these three are all three forms, A, B, and C. Whenever you can do the better form, so the weaker form is not good. And the other opinion of Tosfos is, b'chi mitzvah sein shemavatla zuhasei shein lasa sela mitzvah min ha-mufchar. Why should they say that since you could have easily done Mashiach, so you're not kind of b'mesir? It's a funny lotion that they say, b'chi mitzvah sein shemavatla zuhasei lasa sela min ha-mufchar. The Gemara says, b'negiyah to Mashiach and Hagbah, the Gemara says, if it's a light item, you can easily do Hagbah, you're not kind of b'mesir. That's b'feirish in the Gemara in Bava Basa on that daf, on Pevov. So we're going to say, b'chi mitzvah sein shemavatla zuhasei. The answer is, it's considered as if it's Hachnasa l'b'shus. So you consider it only if it's too difficult to do Hagbah on an elephant, then Mashiach is kind of. If it's easy to do Hagbah, then you don't consider Mashiach as if it's a form of Hachnasa l'b'shus. So why can't you say the same by Mesira? Mesira is also not mitzvah shemivat l'zuzah in lasela mitzvah na'amufchah. The three forms of what's considered Hachnasa l'b'shus. So just like the Gemara says it by Mashiach versus Hagbah, same thing the third one in the Rosh. Apparently that Bala Tosfos holds not so. His main argument is that Mesira, giving over the Mesira, is not a part of this series. It has nothing to do with Hachnasa l'Shuso. So that was, I mentioned, that happened to be when Baron Lichtenstein got married, that was his Chasin Atar. He spoke about Behe Magasa and Niknas B'Mesir. That is Chuppah. So he suggested that just like Rav Soloveitchik explained in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Rav Baruch Be'er has this in his Sefer on Kiddushin. But if you never heard it from Rav Soloveitchik, you wouldn't understand what Rav Baruch Be'er wrote, because it's very poorly written. Rav Baruch Be'er had a very poor style of writing. When the Shari Yosha came out, so Rav Baruch Be'er asked, my father-in-law was the one who rewrote the Shari Yosha. So he spent, I think, 2 years in Grodno by Reb Shimon to rewrite the Shari Yosha. So then Rav Baruch Be'er liked the way the Shari Yosha came out, so he asked the Mashgiach and the Miri Yeshiva, Rabbi Yeruchim, he asked him to send my father-in-law to be by him to rewrite his Svarim on Gitin and Kiddushin, on the Mesichtas. So the Mashgiach said he's not going to lend them out anymore. They needed him back in the Yeshiva. So no one ever rewrote the Birch HaShmur. So it's very poorly written. So Rav Baruch Be'er quotes this in the name of Rav Chaim, his mom is Chinese, but if you heard it from Rav Soloveitchik, then you understand what he said. So Rav Chaim showed from the Rambam and from the Ravid that Kinyach HaLipin is a Haknor Midas. The handing over of the handkerchief, the Gemara has a machloik, is mi mosal mi. It says, v'shalaf ishnah ala v'nosan l'reyeyu. V'zos l'fon v'sal ha'gul aval, v'shalaf ishnah mi nosan l'mi. The Gemara says, d'moichi gives the lekech, or the lekech gives the moichi. So there's one opinion, Tosfos quotes a Rashi, I don't think we have it. Tosfos in Hazov quotes a Rashi, either way is acceptable. One opinion, either way is acceptable. Like in Yiddish folklore, they make fun of the chazan who's singing, David ben Yishai, Yishai ben David, David ben Yishai, Yishai. Which is it? This is David ben Yishai, Yishai ben David. What do you mean? It doesn't matter whether the Moicher gives the Lekech, Lekech gives the Moicher. Very strange. And how come Chalipin is the only Kenyan that works on Karka and on the Taltalim? The Pnei Yeshua has a Yisayt based on the Gemara in Gittin that Kenyani Karka don't work on the Taltalim, Kenyani Taltalim don't work on Karka. So Manish Tani Kenya Chalipin, that Suda works and everything. So the answer is a pasuk in Megillas Rus. It says L'kayem kol dover, for anything and everything, Chalipin is good. So Taka, why? Why should it be so? So Rav Chaim explained, and the din is all other Kenyanim, when I make a Kenyan, you can only back out Turk de Dibur. Kenya Chalipin, you can back out even after Turk de Dibur, calls Mancha Sukkim also Inyan. That's a Gemara. And all the Rishonim say, it's only Kinyan Chalip, Machlok is Rabba v'Rav Yosef, and we paskin, you can only back out by Chalipin, calls Man Shal Sukkim Osin. All other Kinyan, you can only back out Tuch De Diba. Manishtan, and the answer is, Rav Chaim put together a lot of strange dinim of Chalipin, so he said the answer is, the giving of the handkerchief, whoever's supposed to give the handkerchief to whom, is only a symbolic act to demonstrate that there's Das Makna, and the Das Makna accomplishes Hakno Midas. The Hakno is accomplished with Das alone. That's the Gemara is like that. The Gemara has an expression in Baba Basra. Mili b'mili lo miknon. You can only be koine with chalipin, kinyan suder. You can only be koine with kinyan suder, something which is gufa mami. But you can't be koine shtar with the kinyan suder. Do we have a tesis about that? I forgot already. Where do we have a tesis? Can you be koine? Here, the Tosfos on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Dibur Maschal Avodim Mishtaros Namin Niknim Bekesef. Like I see Mishtaros Ainin Niknim Bekesef Ela Bimsir Bishtar. I feel about Chalipin Namit Tzorchi. And Tosfos is not sure whether Chalipin will be Kaina on Shtaros. So there's a Tosfos in Bava Basra. It's a one line in the Tosfos. Dibur Maschal Avodim on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. So there's a big fat Tosfos in Bava Basra. The Tosfos explains Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara has an expression, Mili b'mili l'niknan. If the Dova ha'niknan is a Dova she'en gufa mamen, what's called en gufa mamen? So the two things are called en. One is a shtar. Shtar is always called Dova she'en gufa mamen. Whenever you have a klal, the prat, the klal. And so you have to have Dova ha'mitalta b'gufa mamen. So Dova ha'mitalta is the exclusion of karka and avodim hukshu l'karkos. And then the gufa mamen is the exclusion of shtaris. So shtar is a dovish and gufa mamen, and then the Gemara says in Hazab, matbeya is considered a dovish and gufa mamen. Why is matbeya dovish and gufa mamen? A dollar bill or a coin, because the value is not intrinsic in the thing. It only has representative value. If the government will declare that that coin is no longer acceptable, if there's going to be a Russian revolution, they're going to take over, they're going to mint new coins, and the old coins will be worthless. So it's only representative value. The coins don't have the full value in them. It's only representative value. So in a certain sense, with respect to some dinim, usually you say kesef is certainly gufa mamon. But with respect to certain dinim, you consider kesef is en gufa mamon. So that's what the Gemara says. Kinya chalipin doesn't work. Matbeya is not nikta b'chalipin. You can't make a kin. You have a sack of coins, and I give you a handkerchief in exchange for which I want to be kind of the sack of coins. I give you a handkerchief, I can be kind of your karka, I can be kind of your metaltalim, whatever we both agreed to, but I can't be kind of a sack of coins. Matbeya is not nikta b'chalipin. Gemara says, why? Because it's unclear in the Gemara, because the government can declare that it's no longer acceptable. What does that mean? So that's what the Ramban explains. Mili b'mili l'miknan. That's the same Gemara that says chalipin doesn't work. Chalipin doesn't work on a shtar because ain't gufa mam. So chalipin doesn't work on matbeah either because it's a dovish ain't gufa mam. So Tosfos writes, they're not sure. I feel about chalipin, not mitzorachin. Can you be koin a shtar by chalipin? The din is beferish, no. If that's a gemara in Baba Basra, mili b'mili lo niknan. Yeah. So kinya chalipin is really a symbolic act. When you give the hanger, a symbolic act that there's a full gemira's das, and then the das accomplishes the chalois kinya. So that's what Barnes Lichtenstein suggested. Maybe that's the machlokes harishonim. That's part of the machlokes harishonim there in kiddushin daf chafei and in Baba Basra, whether the three kinyonim. Hakboa, Mishich, and Mesira. They're all forms of Hachnosa L'Rishuso. So whenever it's easy to do Hakboa, you're not kind of Mishich. When it's easy to do Mishich, you're not kind of Mesira. Oh no, Mesira is unrelated to the other two. Mesira is just a demonstration that there's a full Gemira's Das. That's why there was even one opinion, you need Miad Liad. So that we don't accept. That's against the Gemara. You don't need Miad Liad. But the Gemara says you can't be kind of dovish, you can't be kind of beim, shall have to be mesira, because man masalei delikni. What do you mean, man masalei delikni? You need a das makne, because perhaps the pshat is that the kinyan mesira consists of the haknomi das, like chalipin. That was his suggestion. So Tosfos and the other mesichtas has a long arichas on what this discussion is here. The whole Tosfos is missing an adah, but the Gemara says there's a machlokes hatanaim over here. Whether Behem Agassah is nicked as B'Mashiach or B'Mesira. So that's a rich topic, but we really didn't go into it. What did we discuss? Shaima Shamasa, the Shaima we discussed. Then we left off in the middle, this whole Gemara. Well, the Avodim Hukshu L'Kakos B'Negeh Tedinim D'Araisa, so Tosfos claims that the Pshat in the Sugya is B'Negeh Tedinim D'Rabbanan. That was Machlokes. So this Rav Nachman was prepared to take on the whole world. Nachman was a big takif. He says they're all wrong. Everybody's wrong. I know that Avodim lo hukshu l'karkoz benegei to dinim de rabbanon. That's how Tesis learned. Yesterday we discussed the Raibit had a different beer, and he says they should reverse their psak zila mahadur. He has to reverse their psak. Does Bezin have the ability to reverse a psak? Let's say Bezin made a mistake in psak, but the mistake in psak means that it's a machlokes. They made a mistake in psak. So Tosis says over here, the little Tosis zila mahaduro chashiv lahu kitoy bedvar mishnah. The Gemara says toy bedvar mishnah is choizer. If you gave, let's say there's machlokes the ktsois and the nesibis and the psak hamakubal is like the nesibis. And this guy Bezin, this guy Dintaris, he paskins like the ktsois. He didn't realize that the psak hamakubal is like the nesibis. So that's called the toy b'shikol adas. When there's a machlokes and it's not so clear, it's not so obvious what the psak is. The psak hamakubal, the minig haposkim, the minig mayor haroz, that they paskin one way. So that's called toy b'shikol adas. So then the Bezin has no right to reverse the psak that they gave initially, because the one, the Baldin who won the dinter the first time around, Kintaina, if he's holding on to the money, Kintaina, I'm muchzak on the money, kim li ke ha-psak harishon, I like the first psak. Ha-moitzi machaber, all of harai, you can't be moitzi the mama for me because you changed your mind. But if the first psak turns out to be a toy bedvar mishnah, it's an open and shut psak, it's an open and shut case. So that's what Tosfos Rav Nachman held, that it's so obvious, his din is so obvious, it's called Toi B'dvar Mishnah, and you have to be Chayzer. The Gemara comes out, it's not a Toi B'dvar Mishnah, it's a Lemi Kitanoi. The Gemara says, not so clear, not so obvious. Not that obvious. Now there's a common practice, whenever you have a Din Torah, so a lot of times in the Shulchan Aruch they recommend that you shouldn't paskin a Din Torah. You should always recommend, you should always encourage them to go for a Pshorim. So whenever they sign the Shtori Birurin, whenever the two parties of Tevel and Nitva agree that the Psak of the Bezin will be binding, so they write in the Shtori Birurin, when they make the Kabbalah's Kinyan, so they say, we accept upon ourselves the Psak of the Bezin, whether it's going to be Din or it's going to be Pshor, it's going to be Pshor Kroival Din, whatever the Bezin feels is best in this situation. So if the Bezin is passing in a din, so sometimes the psak will be a toy bedvar mishnah. Sometimes the Bezin will make a mistake. What if they make a pshara? So Rabbi Kivege quotes from Achrayna that sometimes a pshara is so, the Bezin made such a ridiculous mistake. Pshara means that you pass him, what does Yosha dictate? So different people have different perspectives as to what Yosha dictates. It's hard to say that someone is a toy bedvar mishnah in a pshara, but sometimes it's such a wacko psak. So in rare cases, you can have what we consider toy bedvar mishnah pshar as well. So that's the common practice in the world of dinei Torah. The parties went for a din Torah, and then the guy who loses is not happy. That's always like that whenever you go to court. So the goyim will go to court. The one who lost in court says the judge was shikha. The judge was a moron. He's an idiot. He didn't know the law. He didn't understand what happened. Whoever loses always thinks that the judge made a mistake. So the common practice is that you go to another Bezin, the other Bezin will declare that the Pshara was a Toy B'dvar Mishnah. That's pretty hard. To be Toy B'dvar Mishnah and a Pshara is very rare. But that's the common practice, that whenever the guy's unhappy with the first Psak, so he said, Toy B'dvar Mishnah and a Pshara. Here Rav Nachman was wrong over here. This is not called Toy B'dvar Mishnah. This is an open shut case. That Avodim are not hukshul the karkos, but again, it's not so open and shut. What else did we learn here? The Gemara was discussing the Kenyan Agav, so we had a machlokes Tosfos here and the Tosfos in Kiddushim, where the Kenyan Agav is a Kenyan deraisa, a Kenyan derabbanan. Is there any nafkamina aloha lemaisa? So Tosfos says, yeah, nafkamina for this sugya, that when you get the din of the Rabbanan, you don't say Abonim Hukshul Karkos. Okay, that's how Tosfos learned. It was more famous, the difference is more famous with respect to Mechiras Chometz. When we sell the Chometz to the Nochri, so we make six different kinyon. What in the world do you need six kinyonim for? Just sell the Chometz to the guy. Because each kinyon has a pikpuk on it. So what can be the pikpukim already? So one of the kinyanim that we do is that the rabbi rents his apartment to the goy, and agav, his apartment, he sells the chometz to the goy, a kinyan agav. So the ktsois raises a pikbuk, according to the tesis in Bava Kama, that kinyan agav is only midirabbanon, fine, So there's a question, maybe when they made the Takana de Rabbanan, can Yenagav works, maybe they only made the Takana de Toivas HaYehudim. Maybe they never made a Takana de Toivas HaNochri. Maybe Kinyanagav doesn't work with respect to HaNochri, that HaNochri should be kind. That's one pickpock that they quote. So you make a Kinyan, we say we're selling the Chametz according to the laws of New York State. You can sell Metaltalim with an oral declaration. I declare that that the Gemara should belong to you, and shine it's yours. If you're selling real estate, you have to have you have to write a document, you have to have a Kinyan. But if you're selling Metaltalim, so according to the laws of New York State, you can sell without any Maisa Kinyan at all. So we sell the Chametz to the Goy with Dina de Machuse, Dina. According to the laws of New York State, the Chametz belongs to the Goy. So new shine, so good. So according to Dina Machuse, belongs to the Goy, so why do we need more Kinyanim? So some Achrayim have a pick book, it's all in Niktsois, and Mishneh Berurah quotes the whole thing in Hilchos Pesach, when he talks about the institution of Mechiras Chametz. So he quotes all the six Kinyanim that we do. So the pick book on Dina Machuse, that some Achrayim hold that the Kinyan Kifi Dina Machuse only works with the Rabbanan. It doesn't work with the Torah. So what's so bad that works with the Rabbanan? So they say, if it only works with the Rabbanan, maybe it only works in Dini, with respect to Dini Mominus. If they'll go to court, the Goy will win, I'll have to give him the Chametz. But the Chametz doesn't really, the ownership of the Chametz doesn't really change. It still belongs to the Jewish Balabatim. And if they'll go to court, the Goy will win in court. But Kolzman, with respect to Issa the Heter, Kolzman, the Goy doesn't go to court, so the Chametz still belongs to the Jew. So that's also a big question. Is that true? That a Kinyan that only works with the Rabbanon based on Hefker Bezna Hefker, so it doesn't affect Kinyan Rabbanon. Is it Moil for Dinim Deraisa? Does it really change the ownership, or is it just the Din on the Gavri? You have to surrender the Chametz to the Goy. If he comes asking for Hishnaps, you got to give it to him. Kolzman, you didn't give it to him, so it still belongs to you. Is that really the case? So that's the question. We make another one of the Kinyonim. We make Agav. So that's, if Agav is the Rabbanon, so there's a pick book. There's only made the Rabbanon, so maybe they never made Agav l'takonis anachrim. Then we do Kinyin kifin din and the Machusa. So din and Machusa, some hold is only made the Rabbanon, so maybe Kinyin the Rabbanon is not royal for din of the Raisa. The Rabbanon can't change the Metzias in the world. They're not Chassidish Rebbes. They can't do Mofsim. They can't change ownership. They can make a din on the Gavri. You have to, if the Goy comes, you have to surrender the Schnapps to him. Because, man, you didn't give it to him, the Chometz still belongs to you. So make a third one of the six Kinyanim is, make a Kinyan, Kifi Minig HaMedina. We shake hands. We make a Situmto. We shake hands. And the Minig HaSochem is, whenever you shake hands, so that constitutes a Kinyan. So that's also a question, whether a Kinyan, Kifi Minig HaMedina, works ben HaTorah or med HaRabbanon. Kinyan Situmto. The Gemara calls it Situmta. Situmta in the Gemara is in Ezeo Neshech. The Gemara has, when they used to have barrels of wine, or barrels of beer, whatever, and they would sell it to the customers. So it costs, let's say, $25 a barrel. So when the guy would make up, he's buying the barrel of wine, I would write on the barrel, this barrel was sold to Mr. Pliny. So according to the Minig HaMedina, that constituted a Kinyan, and neither party can back out. So that's a Machloikis and Achrayim, where the Situmta, that's called Situmta. By Yasitumta shaking hands, Hanschlag. When you shake hands, that's a Kinyan in some industries, others not. Let's say when you buy diamonds, when you shake hands and you say Mazel and Bracha, so that constitutes a Kinyan Kifiminik HaSochrim. So if you have a Kinyan Kifiminik HaSochrim, that's a machlokes, whether that works Ben HaTorah Med HaRabbanan. The Dvar Avram has a whole tshuva. The first tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Siman Aleph, and the Dvar Avram was the last rabbi in Kovna. He died in the Kovna ghetto from disease. The Nazis didn't have a chance to kill him. They would have murdered him. So he died. The conditions were so awful, so he died there. He was also from the Soloveitchik family. He learned by Rab Chaim in Valozhin, and he quotes Rab Chaim in his tshuvas every so often. And he was from the Beis Harav. He was, his family were descendants from Rab Chaim Valozhin. That's called Beis Harav. So... the first tshuva in the Dvar Avraham is a very long essay about Din and the Malchusa. So he quotes a Yerushalmi commenting on the pasuk in Megillas Rus that says, "V'zos lefonim beYisrael ala gula v'ala tmoi l'kaim kadoba v'shalof ishnalo v'nosen l'reyeu." That's the mocker for the institution of Chalipin, that you kind of be Chalipin. So it says, "V'zos lefonim beYisrael." This was the common practice So the Yerushalmi understands the pasuk to say that kinyan chalipin is the mocker for Sintumto. Kinyan chalipin works because it was the minig hamdina, and the halacha declared that whatever is the minig hamdina accomplishes a kinyan. So he says everybody knows a chalipin works min atayra. So he tells that a kinyan kifi Sintumto, a kinyan kifi minig hamdina works min atayra. That's one of the many things he has. He has a lot of things. He explains that different aspects of dina the malchusa dina. So some aspects for sure work, and other aspects are questionable. It's a fundamental tshuva. Remember when we learned the sugya of dina malchusa nikolol many years ago? So Rabban Lichtenstein insisted everybody has to go through the tshuva in the Dvar Ram, chel galab simen aleph. So those are three of the kinyanim that we do. This situmta, whatever you have a kinyan kifiminik hamdina. That's very important. It says in Choshen Mishpat, let's say I'm selling you a davar shelo bo li'olam. So according to the halacha, you can't sell a davar shelo bo li'olam. Let's say I'm planning to buy a piece of real estate, and I'm going to build the whole thing. And then I didn't succeed in convincing the guy to sell me the lot. He has an empty lot. I'm going to build the whole hotel, and I'm going to sell you a shutfis in the hotel before I even bought the property, or even if I did buy the property, I didn't build the hotel yet. So you're joining me to become a shutif in a dovish labolium. So there are more rights in Choshen Mishpat that there is such an opinion that you can make a kinyan on a dovish labolium, and if the minig hamdina is that you do that, so that is kind of midin situmta, even though it's mamish a dovish labolium. Others say, what are you talking about? If you have something that's boloilum, if you would make a normal kinyan, it would be chal. So if you make a kinyan kifimini hamdina, so that's also acceptable. But here, the halacha says you can't make a kinyan on davar shelo bo li'olam. So what does it help if the meaning is that you make kinyan, meaning hamdina shouldn't help there? So that's a question of Choshen Mishpat. Many hold that the common practice is that people make kinyanim on davar shelo bo li'olam. They buy futures. Everybody does like that. You make kinyanim on davar shelo bo li'olam kifimini hamdina. So these are three of the six kinyanim that we make when we sell the chametz. Yeah.
According to the pinbook of the Ktzais on Hamkinyan Agav, isn't the Chiyus Chametz a din that was koveya by the Rabbanim, meaning it's patterned after Kfiras B'chayris? So in Tribulat Tovis Ayyuhudim, meaning the Ktzais says not the Tovis HaNachra.
It was established by the rabbis during the lifetime of the Ktzais. That's when they made it popular. Then.
Yeah, but it's patterned after Mechiras HaBachor.
Mechiras V'Emav HaKeres was instituted by the Bali HaTosfos. That didn't exist in the days of the Gemara. The Mishnah talks about Dinim, but as a standard procedure, that was the Bali HaTosfos say. In the beginning of Kheres, on Gimel Amud Beis, Tosfos says, they instituted it. That a Jewish farmer who has behemoths and they're going to give birth, so there's a 50-50 chance. The first vlad will be a zocher, then it's going to be kaddish b'kedushas b'chayra. So then you better make a shutfus with a nachri. So they used to sell the behemoth hamavakeris. He used to sell either a shutfus to the nachri in the mother who's about to give birth, or in the uber who's inside, who wasn't born yet. So that's what we discussed the other day. If you sell an uber, is that considered selling a dovish lo boli olam? No, the Uber is there. If you make Kaddish an Uber, if your wife is pregnant, and I say, I want to marry your daughter, in case it turns out to be a girl, I don't know what she looks like, I don't know who she is, she wasn't born yet. So if I say, I want to marry your daughter, say, you can't marry a shtick flesh. You can only marry a person. So she's not a person yet. So if you make Kaddish an Uber, you give the ring to the father, you say, Harei bitach mekudeshesli, that's called, the Gemara calls that Kiddushan on Adobah Shalom Bali Yerlam. So that would be a machleg zameh nechacham. What if I want to sell you an Uber of a behemah? So even if you say it's not, the Uber wasn't born yet. So it's if you want to be magdish as a korban, that should be a dovish lebodiyon. You can't be magdish a piece of flesh as a korban. You have to be magdish an animal. So to be magdish an Uber that wasn't born yet, that's a shala being magdish a dovish lebodiyon. But if you're selling a shutfis to the goy in the Uber, sold a piece of flesh. You can sell a piece of flesh. They sell meat in the butcher shop. They sell meat in the A&P. They sell meat. So that you can sell. That's what the Nesivus writes there. The Uber is not considered a Dovah Shalabalam with respect to Mechira. He's considered a Dovah Shalabalam with respect to Kiddushin. because he can't be Mekadosh HaShtik Flesh. He's considered Dovash HaBalam respect to being Magdash HaKorban, because he can't be Magdash HaKorban on the Shtik Flesh. You have to be Magdash an animal, but it's not considered Dovash HaBalam with respect to selling ownership to someone else. So Bechiris Be'emah HaMavakeris was instituted before the days of the Baal HaTaisis. The Jews in Europe used to be farmers, and they used to, many Jews were farmers. They used to own flocks of animals, and they used to give birth, and there was a shayla, and they give birth to a zocher, and then you'd be stuck with a b'chor be'emah Torah. So in order to avoid violation of Yisurim, because the Sava b'chor sherecha, the Saga is b'chor tzenecha, you're not allowed to do giza b'avoida, you're not allowed to do me'ila. The din is like a b'chor is kachim kalim. There's no me'ila, but the din is le'nenim v'le'modim. You're not allowed to get hanoi, even though if you did get hanoi, you wouldn't have to bring asham me'ilas. But you're not allowed to get hanoa. Machlek is better. That's the Raisa of the Rabbanon, the Isa Me'ila. And Kochim Kal Machlek is Achreinim, Machlek is Arishainim. Whether it's the Machlek is Arishainim, whether it's the Raisa of the Rabbanon. Yeah. Okay. What's the din here by Agav? Do you need Sivurin? When you mak the Metaltalim Agav Karka. That pasuk in Devar Yom Eitlam Avim Matonis Rabbis LeKesav Elos Alangda Im Ori Metzuris BeYehuda. The Matonis Rabbis of Kesav Ezov and Migdonis were sitting on the Ori Metzuris BeYehuda. So Gemara says no. Hilchaso. The Gemara has on the top line. Okay, Malon. Top line on Yud Beis and Avei. Okay, Malon. We pasken lo bein in tzibur. It's a discussion in Kiddushin on Daf Chavav whether if a Kinyan Agav do you need tziburin or not. Maskonis, you don't need tziburin. Yeah. How do you know? Here, the top tesis and on the base quotes. Someone was selling tefach al tefach of karka v'imu me'atzon. How can you put me'atzon on a tefach? You can't put one animal. And a tefach al tefach is nothing by nothing. It's 4 inches by 4 inches. How can you put me'atzon? The answer is you don't need tzivurin. You don't need tzivurin. The Gemara just says you need agav v'kni binon. You have to say agav, because of the kinyan agav. Agav v'kni binon. Tzivurin loy bina. You don't need tzivurin. So the Gemara just has a discussion. Even if there is a din of agav, can you be makne avodim? Even if you hold avodim, a din and kemetatalim, can you be makne avodim agav karka? Maybe shiny metatalim the naidim and metatalim the loy naidim. So that's a question the Rishonim raise. What do you mean? Metatalim the naidim is only avodim. What about behemoths? The Gemara Kiddushin quotes from the Tanoim like that. Tefach ha tefach l'ploni v'ima me'atzon. So you see, you can't be makna metaltalim denaydi agav karka. Taisa thinks that metaltalim denaydi only goes on avodim. It doesn't mean behemis. Avodim who have been a das. Behemis is the same as any other metaltalim. And the Raivid disagrees with Taisa. The Raivid on Hasogas on Ram thinks no, that it's a steer between the two sugyas. Our sugya holds that Ebed cannot be nikta by agav because metaltalim the naidi who are the nami behemis cannot be nikta. The sugin kedushin disagrees. So the rabbi thinks you shouldn't pasken both. Either you pasken both that it is good or both it's no good. You can't split between the two. And Tosfos and Manu Rishonim split.
What's the significance of das that wouldn't let me kind of an ebed? Why does das have any significance here as opposed to just moving around? Because does the ebed have das? That's why not.
Yeah.
Why is that so significant?
I don't know. It's not Dumi Adori Mitsuris Behuda. I don't know. Human being. It's a different kind of a thing. Yeah. Then Gemara throws in over here, there's an institute, there's a Kinyan Agav. There's another institution of Kinyan Chatzer. Not only does the rabbi rent his apartment and Agav his apartment, he sells the chomets of all the Balabatim to the Nochri. The rabbi tells every balabas, put the chametz in a room, I'm going to rent that room to the nochri. Why? You don't need tzivurim. If you want to make agav, you don't need tzivurim. The answer is, we're concerned maybe agav doesn't work. So maybe you need a kinyan chatzer. So that's why we want to rent the chatzer to the nochri, and then the nochri will be kind of the chametz with the kinyan chatzer, not with the kinyan agav. Because chatzer is a kinyan deraisa. Agav, according to Tosfos, is only with the Rabbanon. According to this Tosfos, only with the Rabbanon. So the Tosfos throws in a monkey wrench over here. Maybe they only made the takana the Tovus HaYehudim. Maybe they never made a takana that a Nochri should be kind of with the Kinyan Agav. Chotzer is a din deraisa psukim. The Chotzer works menatur. So the Tosfos HaChoshen quotes He quotes from, who does he quote? What's the name of the sefer? From the Birchas HaZevach. He quotes from the Birchas HaZevach. He's in the back of the Gemara. He has the Ha'oris Teferis Shmuel. No, here, on the bottom of the Rosh, I think. He was the last one. They say, Rabbi Yosef Kara wrote the Beis Yosef. So he, some people say, we don't need a Beis Yosef. We can read the Torah. They used to learn Torah years ago. So they said, we don't need a Beis Yosef. We know all the sources. Tamil Cham said, we don't need the Beis Yosef. He tells you all the sources. So they said that he was one of the last. The Birchas HaZeh was one of the last who acted as if he doesn't need the Beis Yosef. He gave Shir on the tour, and he gave all the Maram Kham. Then once he got stuck, and he didn't know where in the world the tour got this from. So he asked the students, anybody know where it comes from? Someone said, yeah, the Beis Yosef says this and this Mokka. So from that time on, he also started using the Beis Yosef. So the Birchas HaZevach was, he wasn't a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Kara. I think it was 100 years later. But he was one of the last who didn't want to use the Beis Yosef. And then he switched. So he throws in a new monkey wrench over here. That Chotzer, the Gemara in the first parak in Bav Metzia, Daf Yud Aleph, happens to be, I think, over there, Daf Yud Aleph. Gemara Bav Metzia raises the question, is Chotzer like Yad, or Chotzer is like Shliach? My nafka mina. So the Gemara says, is the Chotzer of a cotton, kaina? Let's say, Dov Shel Hefka falls into the Chotzer. So the owner of the Chotzer is kaina, the Dov Shel Hefka with the Kinyan Chotzer. What if the owner of the Chotzer happens to be a cotton or a ktana? So do you say chotzer mitam yad? So midirabbanan the cotton can be kind of with the kinyan yad. Mitzias cherishet to be cotton is kind of says kind of with the kinyan chotzer. Or should I say chotzer mitam shlucha is rabbi? So there's no shlichas for a cotton. That's the gemara shan. So how do we paskan halacha lemaisa and that gemara? So we paskan the mechaber paskan like the Rif and the Rambam, very strange. Like one suggestion in the Gemara there in Bav Metzia, a distinction between a man and a woman. The Gemara says on Daf Tezvav and Aleph Yishua Kosev Yishul Yish, Choladinim Shabbat Torah. Everything in Parshas Mishpatim, the dinim are the same for men and for women. Dinim are not exactly the same. A father can sell his son as a Eved Ivri, can sell his daughter as an Amor Ivriya. Because Maisiyot Dehol Yaviyot, there's no din Maisiyot above the cottonness to the father. But basically, for all, Kemat, all the dinim and Parshas Mishpatim and the dinim are the same. So there's one opinion in the Gemara and the Rif and the Ramam and the Shulchan Aruch Paschal, like that. Chotzer de Gavra, a chotzer of a man, is mitam shluchai. So chotzer be cotton would not be kainim because no shlichas le cotton. But chotzer de Itza, chotzer of a woman, is mitam yoda. Where did they get from outer space? Where did they get chotzer de Isha is mitam yoda? Because it says by a get, v'nasam b'yoda, ein liya liyoda, chatser minan tamen lama v'nasam mikol makom. So you see that chatzor of an isha, a Jewish isha, doesn't say a goyish isha, chatzor of a Jewish isha is mitam yoda, because you were marbe, v'nasam mikol makom, it's considered b'yoda. So you see chatzor of an isha is mitam yoda. So just like the Gemara says Chotzer of a Gavra, the Rif and the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch Paschal, like that line in the Gemara, that was a suggestion in the Gemara. I would have rejected it, but they didn't ask my opinion. I would have thought that's a Havamina. But the Rif and the Rambam Paschal, like that line, that Lashon in the Gemara in Bav Metzia. So just like the Gemara says Chotzer de Gavra mitam shluchai, and that's why Chotzer of a Kotna is not kind of for the owner. So Chotzer of a Goy is also not kind of because no shlichus lakum. So the Tzais and the Nesivis both quote this. I think Simen Reish, no, Simen Reish and Simen Bakin Yechotzer, I think, and Chashem Ishbat. So they both say it's against the Beferish Gemara and Avodah Zarah. Gemara in the end of Avodah Zarah talks about a Jewish wine merchant is selling wine to the guy. So he sells the wine to the guy. So if the guy sticks his fingers into the wine, he touches it, Magakam asses the wine. If the guy asses the wine before he even made a kinyan on it, then the Jew is going to make the kinyan to the goy after it already became Masa Hanoah, then the Jew is in violation of Isuri Hanoah. He's selling Isuri Hanoah to the goy. Maybe he can make the goy pay for assering the wine. He's an Adamah Mazik. When the goy touches the wine, he makes it Masa Hanoah. Okay, but if you don't say, I'm charging you because you assered my wine, you made a trade for you, say, I'm selling you the wine, so to sell Isuri Hanoah is a violation of Isuri Hanoah. You're getting Hanoah from the Isuri Hanoah. So the Gemara says, when you're selling wine to a non-Jew, you have to make sure that you affect the Kinyan before the Nochri touches the wine. Or the Gemara has, let's say, the Nochri comes with his barrel of wine. He drank a whole barrel of wine. He has little droplets of wine on the bottom. All the wine is straight because he touched it with his fingers. There was Maga Akum. And then I'm going to pour my kosher wine into his barrel. So in the days of the Tanaim, Stam Yainam was really Asabana. This man hazeh, we say the Nochmanat became Benisuch, and Mikra Din is really Mutabana, and Mamakma Hepsi Meruba, we really follow that din. The Stam Yainam is Mutabana. Because most of the Nochman today are not became Benisuch. But Bizmana Gemara, Bizmana Tanoim, Stam Yainam used to be Asabana at that time. So the Gemara says you shouldn't pour your kosher wine into the barrel of the Nochri before he made a kinyan on it. Because when you're going to pour kosher wine in, he has little droplets of wine on the bottom. It's going to make everything treif. Then you're selling him treif for wine. So you're getting hanah from the Isuri hanah. So you have to make sure the guy is kind of before. So how can you make sure? So the Gemara says, if the guy has a clean barrel that had no wine on the bottom, and you pour the wine, if he's going to pour the wine, he makes a treif. When the guy pours the wine, he makes a treif. So the Jew is going to pour the wine into the guy's wine barrel, which doesn't have any droplets of wine on the bottom. So the guy is kinda with the kinya chotzer. Chotzer is not kindly, not only kinya. If you put something in the backyard of someone else, if you pour it into his Caleb Shaladam, a kinya midin kinya chotzer b'chamakam sheyesh lo v'shus lahanicham. If I drive my automobile into your garage, I have no right to leave it in your garage. You didn't give me permission. And then someone's going to put something into my automobile, then I'm not kinya with the kinya chotzer. But if I walk into your house and you give me permission, I'm standing there and someone put something in my pocket, so my pocket is Caleb Shalad and Kanala Bukhamakum Shesh Lushuslanicham. I have a right to be there with my pocket. Well, let's say I park my car in the street. So the city gives permission for everybody to park if he's parked legally. If he's parked illegally, then if you put something in the car, the guy's not kinda. The only kind of Caleb Shalad and kind of Mahamakum Shesh Lushuslanicham. So the Gemara says, Beferish, that the guy is kind of with the Kinyan Chotzer. When you pour the wine into his barrel, he's kind of, so how can the Tzais say, so there must be some kind of distinction over here. Even though Chotzer de Gavr Midin Shluchai, so if the owner of the Chotzer is a Kotten, we say the Kotten cannot be kind of, because then Shlichas La'akum, but if the owner of the Chotzer is a guy, we say Yesh Shlichas La'akum. Why? Because it's not real Shlichas. A Chotzer is not a real Shlich. Shlich can't be a cherish out to be cotton. If shlich is a cherish out to be cotton, it's no good. So chotz is worse than a cherish out to be cotton. It's not a human being at all. So what does it mean? Chotz mitam shluchas. You have to give some kind of definition. So whenever you'll figure out what the definition is, so part of that job will be to explain why there's a difference between the rule of en shlichas lekotten and en shlichas lakum. En shlichas lakum only applies when you're employing the principle of shluchas shalom kemoisa. By chotzer, you're not using shluchas klam. I said, it means something else. Whatever it means, it doesn't mean literally shlichas. So, ein shlichas lekotten is not the same as ein shlichas lekotten. Ein shlichas lekotten means no one else's kinyan can act on behalf of the kotten. So that's what most of the poskim say. So, we really do a kinyan chotzer when we sell a chametz to the guy by renting the room in which the chametz is located, and then not. We do agav, and then we also do chotzer. Agav, you wouldn't need tzivurim, but we do chotzer, kinyan chotzer. So because of this, Bichas HaZevach's suggestion, that's why we avoid relying on chotzer alone. The Pashta says that he's dead wrong. Bichas HaZevach is wrong, because it's against the Beferish of one Avodah Zarah, but out of respect for the suggestion that he had, that a guy can't be kinyan with a kinyan chotzer, so we'll make another five kinyan. Okay.
Someone were to sell the chametz to a woman, would it make a difference in terms of this type of book?
So that's one on the side of the Orachayim. So they have a little every 10 pages they have a comment from the Chasam Sofer. So they have there on Hilchas Mechivas Chametz. Chasam Sofer said that's why my practice was I would sell to a non-Jewish woman instead of selling the chametz to a non-Jewish man. Would sell to a non-Jewish woman because by a woman chotzer the itzes mitam yad. So there's no problem. But the question is, we make six kinyan, so we shake hands. So the Chasam Sofer shook hands with the goyish woman. Maybe he didn't make six kinyan. I don't know. Maybe his practice, maybe they shake hands with the woman, I don't know. But then there's another, okay, that's one question. Did the Chassam Sofer shake hands with the Nochris or not? Okay, but then there's another question. The Gemara says there in Bav Metzia Chotzimi Tam Yada has to be my Yada B'samuch. I've called B'samuch. Let's say a man can divorce his wife by giving a get B'tor Chatzera. Either B'nasam B'yada in her hand is attached to the body, or B'nasam Mikomakom, B'nasam B'yada Mikomakom Chatzera, only if she's Omedis B'tzat Chatzera. If she's not Omedis B'tzat Chatzera, then it's not Chotzimi Tam Yad. Omedis b'tzat chatzera is two opinions in Shulchan Aruch, whether it means she's standing in the chatzer or next to the chatzer is enough, because her hand is attached to her body. So do you say the chatzer mitam yad by isha, chatzer the isha mitam yad, she has to be standing on the chatzer or next to the chatzer? The Chassam Sofer was a rabbi in Pressburg, so he sold the chametz from $300 batim. So the woman was standing next to everybody's. The woman, the nochris, was standing next to everybody's chatzer. How can it be? So what did he mean that he sold to a nochris? What did he gain, my son? Unless it means he's selling his chametz. The other 300 balabatim, he's relying on the rest of the mechiras chametz. But in order that his chametz should have the chatzer that should be mitam yada, so his chametz, he had the woman stand next to his chatzer. That's what it means. He doesn't write. He just writes one sentence. He says he chose to sell the chametz to a nochris, as opposed to sell to a nochri, because chatzah deitza is mitam yoda. That's very questionable. Where do you get this idea? Chatzah deitza is mitam yoda from the pasuk by get. But non-Jews don't have any gerushin. So who says that it carries over? The distinction between isha and isha carries over to the nochrim also. Maybe it should only be by the Yisraelim. Maybe it shouldn't apply to the nochrim. It's a chiddush. Some kind of a chiddush over here. Okay, we learned a lot here. It's a lot. It's a rich Gemara. Then the Gemara had an Amud Aleph. Gemara says on Amud Aleph, let's say I'm selling you an Eved, and on the Eved is wearing clothing. Can you be, the clothing is metaltalim, and the Eved is hukish lekarka. So would you say that there's a Kenyan chotzer? Is there a Kenyan agav? Is there a Kenyan chotzer over here? So Gemara says, let's judge me din chotzer. The clothing is on the Eved. So if somehow you're kind of the Eved, would you be kind of the clothing that the Eved is wearing? Would you be kind of the clothing with the Kenyan Chotzer? Because it's sitting on the Eved. So the Gemara says it's not Mishtameris Ledaita. There's an issue of Chotzer Mahaleches. There's a Din Chotzer Mahaleches is not kind of. Here, the last narrow line on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Gemara says, Chotzer Mahaleches like Kona. If the Eved is walking around and he's, I'm selling you, I made a Kenyan with you on the Eved, you acquired ownership of the Eved, then you want to be kind of the clothing on the Eved, midin Chotzer. Gemara says, no, but the Eved is walking around, it's a Chotzer Mahaleches. Maybe the Brisa that says, when you kind of the Eved, you kind of the begodim that he's wearing, it means the Eved is standing still. It's not Malachas for home. My Rabbi, but Rabbi said, "Kol Shilam Halach Lekana." Since the Eved has the ability to walk around, Amid V'Yoshev Nami Lekana. So it's no good. So Gemara V'Hilchas Abekafus. If the Eved is tied up, he can't even walk if he tries. So then the Gemara says it's not a problem of Chotzer Mahalechas. Yeah. So that's a big question in Bava Metzia, in the first paragraph of Bava Metzia, when the Gemara there also talks about Chotzer Mahaleches Loikona. Why is it that Chotzer Mahaleches is Loikona? Is it the same as Chotzer She'ena Mishtameres? Because the Chotzer can walk away from me. Chotzer Mahaleches means the Chotzer can walk away from me. Let's say I'm on a boat and the boat is floating on the river. So someone wants to give me a matana. The boat belongs to me. Someone wants to give me matana. So they throw matana onto the boat. Am I kind of the matana with a Kenyan chotzer? So you're going to say, well, it's a chotzer mahaleches. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a chotzer mahaleches because it doesn't have water motion. The water makes it go. It's only called chotzer mahaleches. An animal that walks on its own, an eved walks on its own. But the boat doesn't have the ability to go anywhere. The boat is moved by the water. So it's not a chatzim aleches. So Rabbi Kevega there raises a question. Why do they have to say, in the Gilyan Ashas, on the side of the daf, Rabbi Kevega's question, why do they have to say that the boat doesn't have its own automation, water motion? Why didn't they say that the fellow is sitting on the boat? Chatzim aleches means if the Eved can go away from me, so it's not mishtameris, because he can walk away. The behemoth can walk away, the Eved can walk away, but if I'm on the boat, wherever the boat goes, I'm going with the boat. So it is mishtameris. So Rabbi Kevega thought that chatzim aleches is a chisorin of ein mishtameris. It's another form of ein mishtameris, because it's maleches away from me. And he commented this on the Rashi there in the beginning above Mitzia. Rashi seems told no. The two independent psulim. One is Mahaleches is not kind of. Chatz Mahaleches is not kind of. Chatz Hashenim Shtamer is a different din. They're not the same din. Mahaleches is no good. That's a question over here. When the Gemara says, V'ilchus or B'kofus, they need Kofus V'yoshen? Or Kofus solves all the problems. The Tosfos says, Vilchas of the Kofis Sichalam and Am Dar B'Yoshen. The Kofis Mahani, the Lohavi Chatz Malachas. But you need Yoshen, that it should be Mishtameris Ledaitoi. And the Vilna Gaon says that other Rishonim disagree. Or Ramam Cholek, the Ramam disagrees. It could be that Tosfos seems to hold clearly that two different issues. One is Chatz Malachas, one is Eni Mishtameris. Eni Mishtameris Ledaitoi. According to Rabbi Kevega, it could be Malachas is another form of Ein Mishtameris. So once you have a solution for Malachas, that solves the whole problem. Tosfos seems to hold that they're two distinct problems. Okay, a lot of dinim in this Gemara. A lot of dinim on this daf. But the famous sugya is the next sugya. Yud beis on beis and yud gimel amud aleph. That's the topic of kodshim mamon gavaya. Usually people are familiar with this topic from kiddushin, the end of the second parak. The Mishnah says a man has mekadosh an isha b'kesef or b'shavu kesef. So what if he's mekadosh b'chelko? He's a kohen in the beis hamikdash and they gave him chazav v'shoik, or they gave him shiori menoches. Chazav Ashok is from Ashlamim, that's Kochim Kalim. Or they gave Machatas V'yoshim as Kochi Kochim. Or they gave him Shiori Menoches, Menoches is also Kochi Kochim. So, or they gave him Abchor Behemetor, they were Makriv Abchor Behemetor in Beis HaMikdash. And the Kohanim divided up. So the question is, if you have a Kaddish and Isha, the Korbanos that were given to you, Ishi Mekudesh Yisana. So there are three opinions in the Mishnah. So one opinion is, yeah, why not? Kaddish Bechalka is Mekodeshes. It's a Shabbat Kesef, and it's his. And the other opinion is not, because Karbonos Amam and Gavai. And there's a compromise opinion, Rabbi Yosei Aglili. He says that it depends whether it's Kochi Kochim or Kochim Kalim. Why? Because you have two contradictory psukim. On the one hand, the Gemara in Kiddushin has psukim. Where does Tosfos tell you where that Gemara in Kiddushin is? I already forgot where the Tosfos is. Is it over here? Where Yud Beis on the Beis?
The Tosfos is in the Chaim, because near the end of the medium wide line.
Kiddushin Nun Beis on the Beis, that is correct, right? By the wider lines, after the narrow lines in the Tosfos Mechayim, by the wider lines says Kiddushin Nun Beis on Beis. The Gemara got psukim there that read V'zelecha Zeyelecha Mikorush Hakadosh Min Ha'esh. When you makrib the karbonis and you burn the chelav on the mizbech, you burn the emurim on the mizbech. So you don't burn everything. Oily, you burn everything. And achatzas halshim, you don't burn everything. So you burn emurim chelav. And then you give the Kohen, say Yehalacha Mikodesh Kadosh Min Ha'esh. The Gemara says Ka'esh. It's like a carbon. It's not considered that it belongs to you. The matnas kahuna that you get from the kapana doesn't belong to you. On the other hand, there's the pasuk Mola Mal Bashem here in the fourth line from the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph Gufo Mola Mal Bashem L'Rabbis Kochim Kalim Sheim Amayna. What is that talking about? Vayikra chapter hey. So here they say it's talking about Korban Me'ilo. that's a misrepresentation. It's not talking about korban me'ila. There's no me'ila for kachim kalim. Nefesh kisechta mol amal mikot she'Hashem. I've got the lashon already. So the Gemara says there mikot she'Hashem only kachim kalim. There's no din of me'ila. So this pasuk is not by Hashem me'ila. It's not by korban me'ila. Mol amal b'Hashem is by Hashem gzeilos. It says if a person swears falsely to another person, I swear, sure, I don't owe you money. You tell me I owe you $100, and I say I don't owe you the money, then I swear falsely I don't owe you the money, and then I admit later that I swore falsely and I want to do tshuva. So because I swore falsely, it's not enough if I give you the $10 that I admit that I owe you. I have to give you Moisef Chaimish. How much is Chaimish? Another $2.50. By us, we would have said Chaimish is $2, one-fifth. So the Gemara understands, the Mishnahis understand Chaimish means when you give the full amount of $12.50, the $2.50 will be one-fifth of the Keren v'Chaimish together. That's not the way we speak. Same thing when you pay the Maisel Sheni, Shalcho, they have to be Maisel Chaimish, means what we would call 25%, not 20%. So the pasuk there speaks, if I swear falsely to another person that I don't owe him money, and then later on it dawns upon to me to be chayz b'tshuva, I have to give care of the chaimish and bring Hashem gzeilos. That's one of the six hashamas. You have to bring Hashem gzeilos. So the pasuk says, when a person swears falsely to his friend that he doesn't owe him the money, it's an aver ben adam lachavera, that he says he doesn't owe him the money, he doesn't pay him the $10. And it's a molam bal b'Hashem. V'kichesh b'amisa b'pikad no b'sumasya. It's a sin ben adam la'amokam also, because he swears in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a shvur b'shem Hashem. Molam bal b'Hashem. But it's not korban me'ilo. It's korban Hashem gzeilois. And the Chumash calls it a molam bal b'Hashem. So the Pasha Peshat the molam bal b'Hashem is because whenever you swear falsely, and in a din Torah, mamonis, it's an aver beral machaver. You're denying that you owe him the $10. You're stealing the $10, and you're swearing every shvu, even if you don't say Shem Hashem. It's understood that the shvu is b'Hashem. The Rambam writes, every shvu is either shvu l'Hashem or shvu b'Hashem. I swear to God or I swear by God. I swear to God means, and if I'm telling a lie, means I lied to God. So that's a bigger aver. Or I swear by God, just like I believe that God exists, so too I don't owe you the money. And if I really do owe you money, it's equivalent to a statement that I don't believe that he exists. So that's kfirah. That's why every shvuah is shvuah shav. The Gemara says, but HaKadosh Baruch proclaimed that Maimon Hasina, Loisisa Hashem Shalmakecha Lashav, not allowed to swear shvuah shav, shvuah shekah, shvuah shav. The whole world was trembling. The whole world was trembling. And the Gemara says, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, the first parak in Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam quotes the Gemaras that we divide all of the averis into two categories, kalas v'chamuris. Chamuris is krisis and misis bezin, and kalas anything that just has malchus. So krisis and misis bezin includes also shvua shav and shvua sheker, even though there's no chorus and there's no misis v'deshimayim, because kol olam kula nizdazeh, the whole world shook when the Rebbeinu Shlom proclaimed loisisa shem shamakach lachov. On the occasion, Maimon Hasina, the whole world was shaking. So the Gemara says, Shvua Shav and Shvua Sheker has the status of Chamuris. The Rambam quotes it in Perek Aleph. So that's why is the Shvua so Chamur? Because the Rambam says, either because the Rambam says, because they used to swear, say, I swear Bashem or I swear Lashem, either that. Or the Tur quotes from his father, the Rush, even if you don't say Shem Hashem, you don't really need Shvua B'Shem, but it's self-understood. The Rebbe Shavua is either Lashem or Bashem. That's self-understood. So that's it. So that's the Pashim Shat and Pasuk. When a person swears falsely, to his friend that he doesn't owe him the money, he's not only violating an Aver Benon Machaver, Mola Ba Bashem, he's sinning against the Rebbe Shalom Benon Mamakam, by swearing falsely. Either the Shvua B'Shem, he mentions the Shem Hashem according to the Rambam, according to the Tur B'Shem HaRash, even if he doesn't mention Shem Hashem, it's self-understood. So Rav Yosef Glili has an additional level of interpretation. Umol Amal B'Shem, he stole from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What is it? He's swearing falsely with respect to a carbon. I stole an animal from you, and it happens that that animal was a korban shlamim, a korban whatever, korban pesach. And then later, and I swear, and you say, give me back my korban pesach. And I swear, no, it's my korban pesach, it's not yours. And I swear falsely. Then I admit it later on. So the korban pesach is mo'olam ba'al b'Hashem. I stole from the Ribbono shel Olam. I stole from the Ribbono. The kichas b'misoi, whether I swear falsely on a dovah shel hedyot, on your jacket, on your automobile, or on your house, or I swear falsely with respect to a korban that you have. Mo'olam ba'al b'Hashem, the rabbis. Korbonus. So on the one hand, you have the pasuk Zayi Alechem B'Kodesh Hakadosh Min Ha'Eish. That sounds like the matnas kahuna, whatever the korbonus that you give to the kohanim is min ha'eish. It's all religious things. It's mamon gavoya. On the other hand, here it's a subject to the korbonus, a subject to the parsha of Hashem Gzelos. So Rabbi Yisrael Glili says the Torah says Kamikotchim Kotchim Kamikotchim Kalim. You consider the karbonis mama gavoya, that's kochi kochim, and this pasuk goes on kochim mekalim. That's here ready for emphasis. The stira here, the Gemara quotes the fourth line from the top of Yud Gimel. Mal mal sham the rabbis kochim mekalim. Shame on money. Dibra biyasekli. That's in order to for emphasis. The stira. On the one hand, there's a pasuk in kedushin nun base. Say yelacham bekodesh kadosh min hoish. On the other hand, there's a pasuk. Mal amal b'Hashem. You're stealing from. You're stealing karbonis from the other person, that it is subject to the din of Shuas HaPikodin, of Hashem, that's called Shuas HaPikodin. Hashem said, so the answer is, Kam Bikotchim Kotchim, Kam Bikotchim Kalim. There's room to distinguish within Kotchim Kalim Gufa, the different levels within Kotchim Kalim. That's what the Gemara says. You have Bechor and you have Shlomim. So on the one hand, Bechor is Kodesh Meirechem. It was always Kodesh. From the moment it was born, it was Kodesh. Shlomim was born, and then you were magdishit at some later time. After it's 8 days old, you're not allowed to be magdishit before the 8 days, and avera to be magdishit mechus hazman. So on the one hand, there's room to argue the point and to say that Pchor has a higher level of kedusha than Shlomim. So one could perhaps distinguish and say Pchor is mamon gavoy and Shlomim is mamon bailim, because Shlomim is a lower level than Pchor. On the other hand, there's room to say fakir. The Shlomim needs smicha nesach matnufas chaza v'shoik, and Bechor doesn't have all of these smicha and tnufa and chaza and nesachim. Doesn't have all that. So this is a machlekes hatanoim. There's room to present Rabbi Yosef Glili's shita differently. Not the split is between kachim kachim on the one hand, kachim kalam on the other hand. The teretz to the stiras of psuk tafasta meruba lo tafasta. The faster, more the faster. The pasuk in Kiddushin Dafnan Beis tells you all the karbonas are mamon gavoya. Then you have an exception to the rule that pasuk is a mal about Hashem. The rabbis some kachim at mamon bailim. So the faster, more the faster. Maybe it only goes on the lowest level of kachim kalim. So the debate in the Tanaim, which is the lowest level of kachim kalim? Is shlomim lower than pchor because pchor is kodesh mirechem, or pchor is lower? Because Bchor does need smichan on a sachman tnufas chazav shok. So that's two the shyness in the Gemara. So this is the Rabbi Yosef Glili. Yeah. How do we paskan is a problem? There are stiras galore in the Rambam. Lecha Mishnah has a lot of stiras in the Rambam. And every year somebody prints another shtickle Torah to try to give a different mahalach. What's the pshat? What is the shitas of Rambam? Yeah. What's the story? What does it mean that karbonas amama gavoy? It means that taka doesn't belong to you. So there's a famous explanation that's attributed to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. There is a din, there's a ganav and there's a gazlan. A ganav pays kefil dalavahay, and a gazlan does not pay kefil dalavahay. A gazlan only pays the keren. When does the ganav pay dalavahay? If tobach u'mochar. If he sells shor b'seh, if he sells chamisha boker sham tachas hashor, the arba tzon tachas haseh, the chamisha, the dalet v'hei, includes the keren and the kefil. Any ganav has to pay. A gazlan only pays keren. A gazlan pays keren and kefil. And if he does tovach ha-mochar, in addition to the keren and the kefil, he pays another two times the value of the shor, another three times the value of the shor. Either dalet, oh hey, chamisha boker sham tachas hashor, v'arba tzon tachas haseh. So this din that if he's mochar, if he sells the shor v'aseh, he pays dal v'he's only mochar. What if he gives it b'matana? So the Gemara said the same thing. If he gives the shor v'aseh b'matana, he's also chayiv. What if instead of giving the matana, he's magdish it? He makes it hegdish. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? Mali machra the hedyot, mali machra la shamayim. It doesn't make a difference whether he sells it to a bus of a dom, or he donates it, he gives it as a gift to a bus of dom, he gives it a gift to hegdish. The hagdosh itself constitutes the violation of machra. That's one Gemara. Then there's another Gemara that says, no, when you magdish a carbon, mekora tura deruvim, ahashtura tura deruvim. Before you were magdish it, it was your animal. Your name is Reuven. And after you magdish it, it's still ahashtura tura deruvim. Then when you magdish it, it doesn't become, it's not considered, you're not chayiv dalavei. When you magdish it, it's not considered like giving up the ownership to somebody else. So it's a steer between the two Gemara. So the Rishonim asked that kasha. Where is this Tosis? I forgot already. I involve Eman Aleph. Wow, I was missing long enough. Should have missed. There it is. I involve Eman Aleph. Very good. Very good. The third Tosis is from the top. Okay. Third Tosis is from the top. Neikara Tura Duru Mahashta Tura Duvin. I contradicts the other Gemara that says, Mali Machra Lahedyud, Mali Machra Lashamayim. So Tosfos and many Rishonim say that's the answer. Is a fundamental difference between Kotche Beregabais and Kotche Mizbeach. So to use Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's terminology, Beregabais is Mamon Hegdish Bikinyonoi. That belongs to Hegdish. So when you give a maton, if you magdish something to Beregabais, then I say that's like Mochar, Mali Mochar Lahedin, Mali Mochar Lashamayim. But if you magdish it la mizbeach, that's meikora tura deruvin, vashta tura deruvin. That's not mamon hegdish. That's mamon bailim. He gave it kedusha like I have a mezuzah, I have a pair of tefillin, I have a sefer Torah. It belongs to me and it has a high level of kedusha. So I have a carbon. It's my carbon, and it has a certain level of kedusha. I, but the Gemara says karbonis a mamon gavoya. So Rav Chaim said it not to be taken literally. Karbonis mamon gavoya just means that the korbanos have such a high level of kedusha that will constitute a bizayon kedusha if you'll sell it to someone, or if you give it b'matana to someone, or if you're mekadosh an isha with it. You're not allowed to treat it like personal belongings, other personal belongings that you own. And it's so there's an isha, you're not allowed to sell a sefer Torah either. Only lil matar v'lisa isha, you're not allowed to sell the sefer Torah. It's also bizonic, but if you sold the sefer Torah, it's chal. So here we say, no, by karbanis, it has such a high level of kedusha, if you sell it, it's a bizonic kedusha, and even if you sold the b'liyev, the mechira is not chal. That's more so than a sefer Torah and tefillin and mezuzah. More so. Here, even if you sell it, it's not chal. That's what it means that it's mam gavah, not to be taken literally. How does he know that it's so? So he said, that's the pshat over here, and the Tosfos I involve in Manalef. Mekora tura deruvin, mahashta tura deruvin. It still belongs to Reuven, as opposed to Kach Berakabais belongs to Berakabais. But then he had a Rambam. He had a lot of right. Then he had a Rambam. The Rambam quotes Tosefta's. The Rambam quotes Dinim that if you have a korban, I have a korban shlamim, a korban chatos, whatever, then I donated le Berakabais. So the Gemara says that that's called Hegdish Ilui. You superimpose a second Kedusha on top of the first Kedusha. Lahalos is HaKedusha, Hegdish Ilui. I remember Rav Soloveitchik when he was saying the Shei said, in Yiddish, Ilui means a crazy Meshugana. But in Hegdish Ilui, it has nothing to do with that. In Ilui means a super genius. But over here, Hegdish Ilui means he superimposed another Kedusha on top of the first one. So the Rambam says if you donated something to Berek Abayis, an animal to Berek Abayis, then you want to superimpose Kedusha's korban on top of it. The Rambam says you cannot do that because Eidon HaMagdash Dovashenu Shaloi. The animal no longer belongs to you, belongs to Berek Abayis. But in the reverse direction, first you were Magdashit LeMizbeach, then you want to superimpose Kedusha's Berek Abayis on top of it. So the Rambam says that's Hegdish Ilui. The Kedusha's Berek Abayis is Chal on top of Kedusha's Mizbeach. So why is there a difference? Why don't you say it's Mama Gavaya? Say on the Magadu Dabashayna Shalom. So the answer is Mama Gavaya is not to be taken literally. Mama Gavaya means it's a bizoin, it'll constitute a bizoin akdusha if you'll sell it to a hedyot, or if you've been Mekadosh an Isha with it. But if you superimpose Kedusha Berakabais on top of Kodesh Mizbech, that's not considered a Bizoyin Akdusha. And basically, the carbon does belong to you. Hashta Tura Duvin, the carbon does belong to you. That's how Rav Chaim pointed out. Places on the first Amud Aleph in Perek Meruba is bothered with Akasha. Here, the top places on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, it says Shaykh Le'elam, it basically really belongs on the Mishnah. Taisus is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara has two different psukim to tell you the same din. That if you stole from Hegdish, that you don't have to pay Kefal Dalet Vehe. One pasuk is Ishalim Shnaim Lireyehu. Lireyehu Velo Lehegdish. The other pasuk says Vigunim Ebesu Ish Velo Mebes Hegdish. That's on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. So Taisus is bothered with Akasha. The first four lines in Taisus. First five lines is bothered with Akasha. What do you need two different psukim? Reyehu Prat Lehegdish. And Gunam Bebesuish and Lemon Bes Hegdish. So Taisa says it's not really true. There's only one pasuk. One of them is correct one, and one of them is Labdavka. So the Achrayim in the back say, look in the Lecha Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah points out on the Rambam in Hilchos Geneva that the Rambam quotes both psukim. The Rambam seems to give an answer. So what exactly is the answer? So the Lecha Mishnah has something else. We're not sure exactly. Lecha Mishnah gives a funny answer. So Rav Chaim took that Lecha Mishnah and he said, you read the Rambam slowly. The Rambam is beferish. The Gunim Ebesuish, Yishalim Shnaim Lireyehu, you only pay kefil to a bus of a dom. You don't pay kefil to Hegdish. So that's needed to tell you if you would steal Kotcha Berik Habayis that belongs to Hegdish, then you would think you pay kefil to Hegdish. So it says, Yishalim Shnaim Lireyehu, you only pay kefil to a bus of a dom. You don't pay kefil to Hegdish, so that tells you if he's still better gabbai, you don't pay kefil. But then you deal a different din. What if I stole kachim mizbeach from a person? So mikar turu duru mahashta turu duru of him. So I would have thought I have to pay kefil to the person from whom I stole it. That's not going to be lirayeh or prat lehegdish. So that I have a different pasuk. Begunim mebeis ish, v'lovim beis hegdish. If the animal is hegdish, then you're not chayev kefil dalad deheg. So you needed two different psukim. One goes on Kotcha Mizbech, one goes on Kotcha Berik Habayis. Because in Kotcha Berik Habayis, there would have been a half minute to pay the kefil to the Hegdish. The Hegdish is the owner. It's Momen Hegdish Bikinyonim. But on Kotcha Mizbech, the half minute would have been that you don't pay the kefil to the Hegdish, pay to the Bala Behema. That's famous B'Shem Rapayim. And the same thing is regarding Maisu Sheni. At the end of the second parak in Kiddushin, the Gemara has Mishnayis. The Gemara says usually Ramei Rabbiuda Alocha Kerabbiuda. The many disputes between Ramei Rabbiuda, apparently over the generations, over the years, they took a vote, they took a consensus, and Ruba the Ruba of the cases, they decided the din should be against Ramei. The Gemara said Ramei was too sharp. Ramei would give such pilpul in his shiurim, he'd explain this tzadim, that tzadim, he explained all the tzadim. And the people walked away. They didn't know halacha lemaisa what the din is. In our generation, people don't want to hear what the din is. They just want to hear pilpulim. But in the days of the Tanaim, they were interested in lasuka shmeitzer libe de ilchasa. So the Gemara says Rav Meir was left with hardly any students because he didn't tell them clearly what his shita was. So we rarely paskin like Rav Meir. But there are a few cases, there are exceptions to the rule. This is one of the exceptions to the rule. Rav Meir holds a Maisa Sheni Mamma Gavoya, and Rav Yehuda holds Mamma Bailam, so we pass like Rav Meir, that Maisa Sheni is Mamma Gavoya. So if you Mekadosh Anisha with Maisa Sheni, she's Zaina Mekudeshes. So what does it mean, Mamma Gavoya? It means it doesn't belong to you. It's funny. So the Gemara in the beginning of Zvachem and Davov has a discussion. The farmer died. Farmer's mafish maizirishim maizirsheni, he dies, and the yorshim take the maizirsheni. So when they're paid in the maizirsheni, are they maizir chaimish? When the farmer himself is paid in his own maizirsheni, ishki igal mi maizro. When you're paid in your own maizirsheni, chamishisa yosifolov. You have to add on chaimish. If you're paid in someone else's maizirsheni, let's say the next door neighbor, the farmer next door, has tons of maizirsheni, and I say, I'll be paid in your maizirsheni. He doesn't have any money. I say, I'll be paid in your maizirsheni. Then you only give keren, you don't give chaynish. Pasuk says, and then they're b'chukaisa, yish ki yigal me maizro, chamishisa yosifolah. When you're paid in your own maizirsheni, you're maizir chaynish. So the Gemara has a discussion. What's the din? The farmer died, and his son yarshens the maizirsheni. Is the son, is the yarish maizir chaynish, or the yarish is not maizir chaynish? So that's the discussion. The discussion begins based on a passage in the Torah's Kohanim, in the Sifro, and that pasuk. Ish kigal mi maisro, chamishisa yosef olof. Only his own maisa. So the Raibit has a pirush on the Torah's Kohanim. Our Raibit has a running commentary on the Torah's Kohanim. That's by the Raibit. The Raibit on Talmid Mino is not by the Raibit. The Raibit on Torah's Kohanim is really by the Raibit. So the Raibit thinks that the Stam Sifro is Rebuta. The Stam Sifro is Alibi the Rebuta who holds Maisa Shenim Om and Bailam, so it goes Birusha. But once you pass on like Rab Meir, the Maisa Shenim Om and Bailam, it doesn't go Birusha. So the Rambam doesn't seem to hold like that. The Rambam holds that it does go Birusha. Aye, but we paskin, the Gemara said, we paskin Ma'aseh Shenim Amar Gavoya. So Rav Chaim is quoted in the notes of Rav Dov Ado Shiurim there on Davov in Zvachim. Rav Soloveitchik used to make fun. He said he heard this Kodem Matan Torah before Rav Dov Ado came on the scene. He used to call it Kodem. He heard it from his father. Everything they say the name of Rav Dov Ado, he heard it Kodem Matan Torah before Rav Dov Ado said everything. So he said the same thing, that you're not supposed to take it literally, Ma'aseh Shenim Amar Gavoya. It really is Mam and Bailam, but it has such a high level of Kedusha, you can't treat it as if it's really yours. You have to act as if it's Mam and Gavoya. Okay, I apologize. I'm going out of town today, so I have to leave. I won't be around tomorrow or Sunday. I'll be back on Monday, so we'll have to continue the Hazar. When is the final?
Thursday.
Next week. A week from tomorrow. So we got to finish the whole Chazara. Okay. We're almost finished. Good. So someone told me this is correct. There's a minyan in Reuben Shul at 12:23. Okay. I got to run.